Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I want to share with you some this week on the resurrection. Last Sunday was Easter Sunday, and I'd like to just talk about what the resurrection has to do with our lives today, how it would impact our life today. Jesus said this. We have it recorded in the Gospel of John. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. What did Jesus mean when he said, I am the resurrection? I'm not sure what all he meant by that, but I do know that he is the author of life and death. We are really blessed and privileged, aren't we, to commemorate the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a joy, what a blessing that we have in our country today here in America to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Praise God. What does the resurrection of Jesus Christ mean to you today? How does Christ's resurrection impact your life today? Or you could ask it this way, what does Jesus' resurrection have to do with your walk with God today? Well, I would just like to stimulate our thinking on that subject of what the resurrection of Jesus Christ has to do with us. Again, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That's a beautiful promise. But first of all, I'd like for you to think with me. Think with me for a moment how different our life in our culture here in America today, how different that is from what it was like for humanity in the years before Christ. And even in many third world countries today, life is a lot the same as it would have been before Christ. Think about that with me for a moment. People around the world at that time and in many third world countries today worship gods made of wood, stone, or metal, and they bow down to them. They pray to them. And people everywhere worship man-made gods. It was that way back in Bible days, and it's that way today in many third world countries. If you were to go to Africa or Haiti or places in China, many third world countries where it's as uncivilized areas, there is a lot of heathen worship. Worshipping gods made of wood or metal or stone. That's very common. But to us, in our culture and here in America, the way we live, that whole concept, that whole idea of bowing down to an image of wood or stone or metal is ridiculous. I mean, why would someone do that? Did you ever think about that? Why would someone do that? Why would you bow down to a piece of wood or a stone or something made of metal or even mud? And I know that there's places in the world where that happens. Why would they do that? Well, let's think just for a little bit about why that is that way. In those places, many of the third world countries today are without electricity. They had no electricity back in Bible times either. And for us in our culture here today in America, our wife or the lady of the house, when there's a meal to be made, we go to the pantry, go to the refrigerator, go to the freezer. We get food out. There's food there. Most of us here in America today would have food in the fridge and the freezers to last for weeks or months. You probably go to the store maybe once a week, maybe once every other week, once a month, families do it differently, to purchase staples like sugar or flour, things like that. But when it comes to food, a lot of us don't go shopping every day. It just doesn't happen. We don't need to do that. Well, in those third world countries, or in Christ's day, they didn't have electricity. They didn't preserve food like we have it today. Often, ladies would go to the village market every day for the food they needed for their family. It's not uncommon for folks in third world countries. I heard statistics some time ago. Third world countries, folks in the third world countries spend at least nearly 70-75% of their time preparing or getting, working for food for the family. Here in America, we only spend 20-25% of our time providing food for our families. There's a huge difference. Think about that. If you had to spend 75% of your time concerning yourself with supplying food for your family for that day, that's three-quarters of your time. We just don't know anything about that. We don't know what that's like. And if there's a dry season or hurricanes come and destroy the crops or hail or whatever and you have no garden, you're in serious trouble. Where do you go when it doesn't rain for 3 months? What do you do? Your crops, your garden has totally failed, and there's no food locally to get food for your family. What are you going to do? They prayed, and it's that way yet today, and in many third world countries, they pray to their gods. It's all they've known. And folks, they pray to their gods much like we would pray to our true God, the God of heaven, the Creator God. They pray to their gods like we would pray to our God, and yet their gods are deaf. They don't hear. They're just a block of wood. It's just a piece of stone. It's just metal that was formed by man into a god. Do you see the difference? They had those needs when they had dry years. They had needs, and there's more things. We'll get into that more as we go along here. But that's what they knew. That was their life. They prayed to their gods desperately for rain, for their crops, for their garden, for food, for sustenance. That was their life. It's what they learned. And it was a very hard life. Well, I think I'm going to just stop there for today. We'll come back to this tomorrow. But and you might say, well, you might wonder, well, what in the world does this all have to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Well, stay with me and you'll find out. But I want to stimulate our thinking on that. Those folks back in Bible days, folks today in third world countries, uncivilized areas, that's very common, where they don't know the true Creator God, pray. Those folks will pray to gods made of wood, stone, metal, you name it, even mud. They do. And they don't know any different, many of them. That's just been in their culture and their heritage for hundreds of years often, and that's how they live. Without the true God. Well, the Lord bless your day, and may he prosper you and walk in the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ today. God bless you.